update on former president's health. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Carter Center releasing a statement saying that former President Jimmy Carter is receiving hospice care at his home in Atlanta. Fox's John Scott has more.
The 98-year-old is the oldest living former American president. He was diagnosed with melanoma in 2015 that had spread to his liver and brain, but was later declared cancer-free. His grandson, Jason Carter, said in a tweet that, "I saw both of my grandparents yesterday. They are at peace, and as always, their home is full of love. Thank you all for your kind words."
Carter serving as U.S. president from 1977 to 1981. Amid rising tensions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with his Chinese counterpart during a security conference in Germany. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
According to the State Department, this discussion today that Antony Blinken had lasted about 1 hour. They did cover an array of topics from Taiwan to China's support of Russia, but it did begin with the Chinese spy balloon. That talk was had between Secretary of State Blinken and Wang Yi, who is the director of the CCP's Foreign Affairs Commission. In an interview that's going to air on Meet the Press tomorrow, Blinken said he underscored the irresponsible violation of sovereignty and that Wang Yi offered no apology.
Military crews recovering the Chinese spycraft debris in the waters off the coast of South Carolina. Also at the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We know the legal standards, and there is no doubt these are crimes against humanity.
The U.S. continuing to send military aid packages to Ukraine as they counter Russian forces. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the influx of migrants at the U.S. southern border continues to overwhelm border officials, Republicans and Democrats taking back-to-back trips to the area. Fox's Casey Stiegel is in Mission, Texas, with more.
Frustration is mounting with boots on the ground as lawmakers visit the region, yet no real solutions are ever introduced. No real framework is introduced to really help fix the problem. Federal agents say just in the last week alone, across the entire southwest border, more than 31,000 migrant encounters have been logged. More than 12,000 gotaways recorded. In addition to 117 pounds of fentanyl was seized, along with 134 pounds of meth.
The White House is calling for Republicans to work with President Biden on immigration reform. President Biden criticizing on Twitter Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's efforts to remove advanced placement classes on African American studies. Florida Republican Attorney General Ashley Moody gives her reaction on Fox and Friends.
Some of the stuff that's being pushed on our children, pushed on our families, is abhorrent. And yeah, we do our best to protect them. You need to always put the onus back on the people that are throwing out misinformation or a misguided narrative.
The College Board denying Governor DeSantis's claims that the AP classes are trying to indoctrinate students with critical race theory agenda. WNBA star Brittany Griner will be back playing for the Phoenix Mercury.
The 32-year-old Griner signed a one-year contract with Phoenix. She will resume her WNBA career after spending 10 months in Russian detention. Griner was arrested a year ago at a Moscow airport after she was found to be possessing vape canisters with cannabis oil. The State Department declared Griner to be wrongfully detained, but a Russian court sentenced her to 9 years in prison. Griner was able to come home following a prisoner exchange in the United Arab Emirates for a Russian arms dealer.
That's Fox's Bob Mortali. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.